With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris is now officially the Democrats' presidential nominee.
We will chart a new way forward.
Harris addressing the convention delegates remotely last night. They were in Chicago. She was in Milwaukee, where she had held a rally. Tonight at the convention, another former president will take the stage. It is night three of the Democrats' gathering.
One night after Barack Obama addressed delegates here at the DNC, Bill Clinton is set to deliver a primetime speech. The former president's appearance comes on the same evening that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will formally accept the party's vice presidential nomination. Today's convention theme is A Fight for Our Freedoms, which will amplify the Harris campaign's freedom agenda, including abortion and LGBT rights. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
As the Democrats huddle in Chicago, the Trump campaign is giving lots of time and attention to battleground states this week. Flanked by law enforcement personnel, former President Trump sounding a law and order theme during his visit yesterday to Howell, Michigan.
We're going to stop violent crime in the United States. And it's people like this that can do the job better than anybody. They do the job justly and fairly, but there's nobody like these people. Thank you.
Mr. Trump also vows to secure the nation's borders against illegal aliens and deadly drugs, including fentanyl. Also at SRNnews.com, Ford is revamping its electric vehicle lineup with two new pickups and a van, all said to be less expensive and have longer ranges. Ford has lost millions with its current EV offerings. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 76 points. NASDAQ futures 48 points higher. This is SRN News. And evangelical leaders urging Christians to vote.
Troy Miller is president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, and he tells the Daily Caller that all believers need to get to the polls in November. Noting that millions of evangelicals did not vote in 2020, Miller says, quote, "As Americans, we are the stewards of a temporal home built on a foundation of faith to the best of its founders' abilities. We must do everything in our power to save America for the glory of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri residents will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on driver's licenses. The state previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued identification. The change follows protests earlier this month against a man's use of a woman's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym. A spokesman for the gym says the man showed staff a copy of his driver's license, which identified him as a woman. This is SRN News. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has lost track of tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors over the last 5 years.
An internal watchdog within the Department of Homeland Security sent a report to Congress Tuesday titled Management Alert, ICE Cannot Monitor All Unaccompanied Migrant Children Released from DHS and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Custody. The interim report warns that over the past 5 years, more than 32,000 unaccompanied migrant children, or UCs, are no longer accounted for by ICE. The numbers could be even worse than documented. According to the watchdog's findings, approximately 291,000 unaccompanied migrant children have not yet been marked for removal proceedings because ICE has routinely failed to schedule immigration court dates and serve notices. Ernie Bennett in Washington.
A man who escaped from a Mississippi courthouse and is wanted on murder and armed robbery charges, holding police at bay at a restaurant in Chicago, just blocks from the Democratic National Convention. More details at SRNnews.com.